Halfway through the year, and Milwaukee's homicide rate is double what it was this time last year. We're asking why on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The crises around us are clear: protests over police brutality and systemic racial oppression, economic desperation caused by the pandemic, global health crisis. Do you live in Milwaukee? Do you notice the surge in violence? How is your neighborhood doing? We're at 800-642-1234. Paul Formolo is acting assistant police chief of the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department. He joined the department in 1996, became a detective in 2001. Most of his time as a detective was devoted to investigating homicides. Chief Formolo, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is behind the spike in homicides this year?
Well, several factors, compounding factors. And some of the stuff we did notice back in the late fall of 2019, but what we're seeing is family violence, an increase in family violence and intimate partner violence, along with people in mental health crisis, substance abuse, and a lot of our homicides are taking place on licensed premises, specifically like gas station parking lots.
Gas station parking lots. So these are not inside the homes, but you say that violence in the home is also increasing. What do you see there?
Well, we just, again, we saw this problem back in 2019. And in response to the family violence inside the home, Chief Morales, he facilitated a community summit back in February of 2020, where we met with our community leaders and our other stakeholders and law enforcement partners to try to come up with strategies to provide intervention and services to reduce the violence. And, you know, right when we're starting to get our strategy in place and start implementing mitigations, you know, we get hit with the COVID-19. And that compounds the issue, because with COVID-19, with the stay-at-home orders, and the social distancing, these services that are normally provided to people are limited.
What mitigations were you trying to put in place there as you look back at the fall of 19 and going forward before the pandemic struck? What were you trying to change?
Well, what we want to try to change is that there's services, there's outreach for people. We want to work with the Office of Violence and Prevention to put, people in the community that can provide interventions and mitigate and that type of stuff, you know. And we were just never really able to get that going where we wanted it to be because of, you know, the pandemic.
Let's look at the mass shootings for a moment. There have been two mass shootings in Milwaukee this year. February, a man killed five people at the Molson Coors campus before killing himself. And then April, a man allegedly killed five people in a house on the north side before being arrested. How much do these shootings affect the statistics?
Well, they're certainly anomalies, and it's going to cause a statistical spike. But with the Molson Coors shooting, you know, that reverts back to one of the factors that I named earlier with mental health. Our investigation revealed that person was, suffering mental health, in a mental health crisis.
You've been investigating homicides for a very long time, for decades. Do you feel that something is different now?
I do. What I feel right now is like you got a perfect storm. All right. I can't sit here and state causation, but there's certainly correlations. You know, you got the pandemic, and now you got the civil unrest. You put those things together, and you'll see that across the nation. We have a nationwide crime spike, violent crime spike, and that's definitely what's going on now. And with the civil unrest, that unfortunately distracts us from what we need to do as a police department, and that, as far as implementing our proactive policing strategies, interventions. So that's different than what years past.
We're talking with Paul Formolo, who is acting assistant police chief of the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department, examining the spike in homicides this year and what can be done behind it, you can join in with your feelings about what you see in your neighborhood. Do you live in Milwaukee? Have you noticed a spike in violence? Join in at 800-642-1234. Chief Formolo, how has the morale been inside your police department as you watch and assist with officers who are responding to the protesters?
I like to be an optimist. Definitely the morale is strained, certainly is. The incident that happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd is absolutely, unacceptable. And I haven't met a police officer that thought that that was okay, what happened. You know, that was absolutely wrong. But the outcry from the public with that, you know, is kind of casting a blanket over all policing. And I do think that affects the morale, you know, because of a very small number of officers who choose to do the wrong thing. We all pay the price for that, in the public eye. So that does take its toll on people. The civil unrest certainly took its toll on our police officers as well. They worked, you know, many of these officers worked 2 weeks straight without a day off. And, that just wears you down.
How many hours a day were their shifts?
During the heat of the civil unrest here in Milwaukee, which started on May 29th, most of these officers, especially our officers that were on the front lines, were working at least 16 hours a day consecutively.
What might that do to how officers can manage their jobs and their mental health and be able to show up and do their work?
Well, first of all, I thought there was just I witnessed an enormous amount of resilience by the Milwaukee police officers and restraint. Eventually, yes, that their decision making is going to erode with, you know, just being tired and exhausted. But you know, I think they did well. They did well. Our officers were just demonstrated in a high degree of professionalism throughout the whole civil unrest from May 29th for like the 10 days to we started seeing a decline in it.
Well, I want to look at non-fatal shootings here for a moment. Is violent crime in general on the rise in Milwaukee, or is the homicide figure an anomaly?
Violent crime is on the rise in Milwaukee, unfortunately. The non-fatal shootings are increasing as well. Our homicides are up 95% as of July 6th, and then our non-fatal shootings are up 56% as of July 6th. Those are statistics that we take seriously. And violent crime prevention is one of our main focuses with the Milwaukee Police Department.
Are non-fatal shootings an indicator of the rise in violence? Do you look at that to give as an indicator of homicide rate?
Yes, I do. Non-fatal shootings are a very good indicator.
We're looking at the spike in homicides this year in Milwaukee. Acting Assistant Police Chief Paul Formolo is in the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department. What do you want to know about homicides in the city? Do you remember living in Milwaukee in the early 90s? Did you experience violent crimes in your neighborhood? What is it like now? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Assistant Chief Paul Formolo here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. If you're just joining us, we're talking with the Milwaukee Police Department about the increase in homicides and how the ongoing pandemic may affect rising tension in the city. We're more than halfway through the year now, and the city's homicide rate is the highest it's been since the early 90s. And given the renewed scrutiny of police tactics due to George Floyd's death and protests, how do you want police and city officials to respond to the jump in violence in Milwaukee? Do you feel unsafe but reluctant to call the police? There's time to talk here, 800-642-1234. Paul Formolo is Acting Assistant Police Chief of the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department, and he stays with us. Chief, earlier you mentioned homicides happening at gas station parking lots. What seems to be driving this type of pattern?
The cruising and just the congregating of people. A lot of that congregation is a break off from the protesters. In the city of Milwaukee, what we have is we have the protesters, but along with the protesters, we have just caravans of cruisers, vehicles. A lot of them are, they're driving recklessly, endangering the lives of the citizens and motorists in our city. But, you know, after the protests are seem to end after nightfall, large groups of people will congregate in parking lots of gas stations, and that turns into basically an unchecked street party.
An unchecked street party. How do you do intervention when you do see situations like cruising and these caravans?
Well, we try to monitor it. We try to contain it. We obviously try to displace it as well. But a lot of times we just don't have the capacity, the number of officers to deal with those large crowds, and we're also outgunned in a lot of those. We have video of just the other night, in the Capitol Court Midtown area on Fond du Lac and Capitol, we had a quadruple shooting, and four people were shot. Thankfully, nobody died. But at that scene, we had over 200 casings recovered. So it's difficult for us to go in there and, with traditional police cars and officers and try to do any type of intervention.
Over 200 casings. How many guns were at that crime scene?
I can't give you that specific number right now. We will conduct a forensic analysis of all the casings recovered, and that will eventually give us the different types and number of firearms that were discharged during that event, but I just don't have that information for you right now.
Does the city have tools to, say, order businesses to change their security practices at all? What about the establishments themselves?
We do work with our licensed premises as much as possible. We go in there and we'll do an analysis of what they have in place for security, and we will give them recommendations. Our Department of Neighborhood Services also will ensure that these establishments are following city code and stuff like that. So we do work with our business owners as much as possible.
We're talking with Paul Formolo, who is Acting Assistant Police Chief of the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department. We're looking into the spike in homicides this year, factors contributing to violence in Milwaukee. Let's take a call now. Steve is joining us from Beloit this morning. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. My question is related to the department's use of force, and it kind of gets back to the civil unrest and some of the causes related to that. I'm wondering what the department is doing in changing antiquated and outdated use of force policies and training officers in new ways of de-escalating, sort of like crisis intervention teams. And is the department looking at that?
Yes, we are. As a police department, we're always looking at our policies and our tactics and training and techniques and applying use of force. It's constantly being revised and refined. As a matter of fact, we do have a use of force board, which basically reviews all of our uses of force, and that committee or board will look for if any of our equipment is outdated or obsolete, or if any of our techniques are obsolete. We're constantly refining our training and policies. It's an ongoing thing.
But when officers are working 16-hour shifts, is there time in the day to really have conversations about training and about developing and changing practices?
No. During events like that, no. You're relying on the training that you've already had. But after such an event, especially that magnitude, you want to do an after-action review. You want to critique yourself. There's no way I'm going to sit here and say that everything that we did during the civil unrest, especially the first 10 days, 7 to 10 days, that we did everything perfect. We realize that there's not a cop that doesn't go home at the end of their shift that probably doesn't lay in bed at night. So, you know, thinks, oh, I wish I would have did something different, you know. That's just the part of making yourself better as an individual officer and as an organization.
Chief Formolo, are people of color being disproportionately affected by this violence, this spike in violence?
I can tell you that the majority of our homicide victims are of a minority. Unfortunately, that's where a large portion of our violence takes place, is in our most challenged neighborhoods, which are heavily populated by minorities.
Last year, there were 97 homicides in Milwaukee, which had been quite a big drop as you look at the numbers. Do you have any theories for why crime had been declining?
I thought during 2018-2019, you're right. We were heading on the right track. We saw a significant reduction in homicides along with non-fatal shootings. I contributed that to what we call our shoot review process here in the city of Milwaukee, which is a weekly meeting where we discuss every firearm-related homicide and every non-fatal shooting with our community partners and our law enforcement partners. And the purpose of that meeting is to try to find the underlying cause for that violence, and to provide interventions to reduce retaliation. And I thought we were having a lot of success with that.
Have those conversations continued, or do you see that those meetings will continue?
We have been continuing, even through the COVID pandemic. We do it virtually with our partners. Having a meeting over Zoom or conference phone calls, that just doesn't replace meeting in person. And I think that's what we're losing. We need to reconnect with our partners within the criminal justice system as well as our community partners.
How has the pandemic changed the way the police are investigating and dealing with violent crime? Are there practices that are changing amid the pandemic?
Well, we show up to work every day. We still have to do our job. We try to conduct professional investigations and do everything as thorough as we would even outside, absent the pandemic. Our police officers have to wear personal protection equipment, PPEs. It's difficult for us to conduct in-person interviews with witnesses and even with people in custody, we have to take precautions, it's changed policing a little bit. And I think people are concerned with having these personal contacts for fear of spreading the virus.
Do officers have enough PPE, and do they know how to use it?
We were short. We had to ask the community for help. The community did step up, which was just amazing, especially some of the businesses within our community with the donations. But yes, we do have masks and hand sanitizer. We have eye protection for detectives and officers now. And if there is a shortage that is identified, we will quickly remedy it as quick as we can.
Before we have to go, I want to ask you about gang activity. What have you seen there in relation to the violence?
Gang activity is, that's something that we're focused on. We don't have the gang issues that other cities would have, like out on the West Coast or East Coast here in Milwaukee. But we do have issues between groups of people, and that's something that we try to identify during our shoot review process. And if we identify a group or a criminal organization, we will focus on trying to provide interventions or enforcement strategies to displace the violence.
Chief Formolo, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Paul Formolo is Acting Assistant Police Chief of the Criminal Investigation Bureau for the Milwaukee Police Department. Coming up, we talk with an infectious disease control physician about why coronavirus cases are spiking around the country and here in Wisconsin and what needs to happen next in the fight to bring the pandemic under control. What do you want to know about droplets, aerosols, and what masks can do? Your questions get answered, 800-642-1234. That's after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.